views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and oh my gosh, you guys, you get to hang out with just me today. How exciting, right? You know, we are in this series called what I'm calling the Rewired Emotions Series, and we're talking all about rewiring your emotions with essential oils. So today, I want to share some of the research and stories behind essential oil and using essential oils and why I'm so passionate about adding this neuro tool to my arsenal. So first, a bit about processing emotions. You know, we all experience this. It's life, emotional stresses, emotional traumas, getting bad news or having a stressful day at work or with the family and or even having something more traumatic like a car accident or a death in the family. Like I said, these are life experiences. So how we choose to process and react to this information determines how it's going to affect us and determines what beliefs we're going to create moving forward. So here's how I want to talk about emotions. I personally, and in my practice and on this show, you know, I focus on the heart center, our intuition, our inner wisdom. But, you know, in processing emotions, there's three ways, right? It's in our brain, our conscious mind, in our heart, which is intuition, like I've mentioned. What I find fascinating is the heart actually controls the majority of the creation of our neuroplastic pathways. Like there's more pathways that go from our head, from our heart to our head, than in the other direction. And so that's a big indicator for me. And then the third way we process emotion is in our gut, right? When you can feel it in your gut. And again, something I find interesting is most of our much needed quote unquote feel good chemicals are stored in our gut. So again, we've got our brain, our heart, and our gut as the three centers of processing emotion. So I mention this because we process emotion, like I said, in all three of these areas. And when we aren't sure how to process information in a healthy way, it affects, again, our mind, our heart, and our gut in the form of maybe head tension, obviously conflicted feelings, and an unsettled gut. And so this is why I am so stoked, you guys, about essential oils. So with essential oils, we have a unique opportunity then to affect all three of these areas. Now, you guys know I am a huge fan of affirmations, visualizations, meditation, and I think it's an arsenal of tools that we use differently, right? But what I'm excited about in the emotional emotions and aromatherapy is, they simultaneously work with the physical body and the emotional body. So that's just like so exciting to me. Again, I'm not suggesting that essential oils are the only answer or that they are going to do all the work for you, but I think it's really fascinating that they work simultaneously on the physical body and the emotional body. So studies, I've been reading a lot of studies, right? Because like I said, I've been like geeking out about this stuff. So I found a study that shows essential oils are 40 to 60 times more potent than herbs. And they assist the body in fighting microorganisms, purifying the organs, which is cool. purifying glands and body systems and balancing these body functions and raising the body's vibration. Now here, again, raising the body's vibration, that is where I was like, my eyebrow went up. Let's talk about that, right? So as the vibrations of the physical body are raised, lower energy vibrations, such as suppressed emotions, actually want to be released. Like your body naturally wants to get rid of it because it's like it's elevated itself and now all of a sudden it's like, ew, what's that little bit of yuckiness inside of me? Like we need to work through that. And as we continue to up level, you know, I talk about balanced versus unbalanced growth. And as we continue to up level, we want to clean up those lower vibe, negative emotion, however you want to identify, but those lower vibe energies, we want to clean those up so that we can truly raise our vibe, right? We don't want to skim over the lower end stuff because then we're snapped back and forth. And I've talked about this in other episodes, but this is what I find so fascinating is that essential oils are helping you do this. It's assisting you. So again, your body wants to get rid of lower vibrations. That's what's so cool. So here's where essential oils come in. And I heard this really great analogy that doing emotional work is like weeding the garden, right? And essential oils loosen the dirt, making it easier to pull the weeds. So you still have to pull the weeds. You still have to do the work. But, you know, all these neuro tools that I talk about are making it easier. So I want you to think about this. Processing emotion looks like releasing emotion or holding emotion. Now, we have to experience both positive and negative emotion. That's called living. Like, we're not going to get away from it. But how we process those emotions is the important part. We have the ability to hold or release both positive and negative emotions. Now, for me, the question becomes, what is more beneficial for us at the time of experiencing that emotion? Now, my thought and what I teach is that holding and harnessing the power of positive emotions, in other words, riding the energy wave, if you will, is what I like to do in the holding realm. And then in the releasing realm, releasing or allowing the negative emotions to move through us. So it seems our culture teaches us, or doesn't teach us, I guess if you want to put it that way, the difference. It seems like as a culture, we tend to hold and stuff away negative emotions, which then leads to emotional and physical pain. It's almost like we do the opposite of what's helpful, right? And we have to like unlearn this stuff as adults because so many of us weren't taught this as children. We're going to talk about that later. But so again, if we think about this emotional garden that we have to weed, the longer we hold and stuff away negative emotions, the tighter the dirt is packed in our garden. So the tight, if you can imagine this tight, like compact dirt, it's making weeding more difficult. And so again, what I'm excited to talk about with today's episode of Rewired Life Radio is that using oils to help you love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. All about rewiring your emotions with essential oils. So I just want to dig into this. And we're going to dig into the different categories of oils and how they help you in different ways, right? Like how do you choose? There's so many essential oils, right? How do you choose what's best for you? So there's some research behind it. There's also, and you know, when there's your intuition. But per usual, you guys, you know me, I talk about things in the realm of loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. So we are going to talk about floral-based oils and how oils that are tree and root and grass-based, how those are going to assist your body. And then, like I said, floral and more like minty and citrusy type of oils, right? So I find this like so fascinating. So I hope you guys are curious to hear more because I keep saying this, but I totally geek out about this stuff. So last week, the lovely Carrie Socha and I had a fun conversation about oils, including ways to use the oils to affect your mood. And, you know, her and I discussed the different, like, once you have the oil, how do you use it to affect your mood? And we talked about it in a way of diffusing. You can use it topically, and you can ingest essential oils. Of course, always, always using certified pure therapeutic grade oils. Okay, we want to make sure what we are putting in and on our body is 100% the essential oil that that the bottle says it is, right? We don't want fillers or any of that kind of stuff. So again, last week we touched on a bit of our favorite oils, but today I want to focus on choosing oils in your journey to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. So I just want to plant a seed with you guys here. As we continue to dig into the Rewired Emotions series and discuss essential oils and our emotions, I will be opening up the phone lines to you guys, which I know I haven't really done. We've done like chat box kind of questions for our guests, but I want to start opening the phone lines to you guys. You can call in with your questions. You can call in with your stories of how you're using essential oils, because here's the deal. If you're in the essential oil community, you know how important it is to share stories, because everyone is different. And because essential oils have such a diverse use in a different way that they work for you, especially in the emotional body, one oil can work totally different for one person than it does for another. So I definitely want to open up the phone lines in the future here. You know, we're going to use this episode to kind of lay a base for ourselves. But then moving forward, opening up the phone lines and really digging it in and having some conversations about how oils are working for you. Okay, guys, we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And of course, you can learn more about my book and coaching by going to audreymichelle.com. And of course, I always continue this conversation and welcome your questions on my Facebook group, Rewired Life Awakening, where I do a live chat video, Facebook live video after the show. So you can join us there. And of course, when we come back, we are going to continue to discuss rewiring your emotions with essential oils. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out.
go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. We are back on Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. You know, today we're talking about, always talking about empowering women to heal. You know, that's my thing. But today we are talking about it in a way of rewiring your emotions with essential oils. So you guys, if this is piquing your interest, I'm doing a live webinar on November 11th. It's a Monday. And there's more information on all of my outlets. You can go to audreymichelle.com. You can go to rewiredliferadio.com. You can go to Rewired Awakening Facebook group and learn more. But I'm going to do, like I said, a live webinar just to, you know, continue to dig in more into this information. Because let me tell you this, when I first got started with essential oils, you know, it started with Carrie Sosha being on my show back in May, but it's an overwhelming amount of information, and a huge learning curve. So I just want to sit in a place of, like, you know, educating you guys. I totally geek out on this stuff. It's right in my wheelhouse of, you know, rewiring and neuroplastic pathways and really digging in and working through our emotions. So super excited about adding this, like I said, adding this neuro tool to my arsenal. Okay, you guys, love, heal, celebrate. Do you hear this ad nauseum? It's because it's literally what I do. If you've met me before, I have it tattooed on my arm, okay? Like, this process to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life is what dug me out of almost a two-decade-long hole of chronic pain and disease. And really, the process of loving yourself first and then being able to heal your mind and body and celebrate life. That's literally what dug me out of a hole. So I can't help but see life and see everything through that lens. So what does this even mean, and how on earth does this translate to essential oils? So changing, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the emotional pattern kind of stuff, because I think it's important. So changing an emotional pattern takes more than just feeling both sides of the emotion. It takes recognizing and understanding that pattern, what pattern triggered that emotion, that, you know, that's the mental part. And then changing the emotional pattern takes learning the lesson by increasing your emotional awareness, right? This is the spiritual aspect. Now, I want you to hold on to this part, because we aren't digging into this today, but we will be in this emotional rewired emotions series. Changing your automatic response to stress requires accessing your cellular memory, okay? Every cell in our body holds memory, right? Our body remembers. You know, I've talked about this plenty of times before. You put me in front of a hospital and I just have this visceral response. You know, the PTSD kicks in. That's every cell in my body remembering how much it sucked to be on the inside of that hospital, how much pain I went through, how much trauma I went through, and every cell in my body looks at that hospital and it's just like, whoa, we are not going in there. I know what happens in there. I am not going through that again, okay? Even though my mind is like, girl, we're just going to visit your sister who just had a baby. It just has nothing to do with you. My body and every cell in my body is still just like, don't believe you. I don't believe you. History tells me that there's nothing good that happens inside of there. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. And we're going to dig more into that in future shows. But I just wanted to, you know, touch on the fact that emotions are in our mind, they're in our body, they're in our spirit. Okay. So here's where this process to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life comes in. Meeting these automatic responses to stresses and trauma, it's hard work, you guys. I tell my clients this all the time. It's like standing in the middle of a hurricane. Like, that's how hard it is to do this work. Like, I truly believe that this is life work, to undo what had been done earlier in our life, to be able to live in the current moment and show up as our current self, aligned as our best self. So starting today, here's our goals. We're going to finish off this segment with loving yourself, and then the following segments are going to be healing and celebrating. So starting with unconditional love for yourself is so, so important, you guys. Again, I've mentioned this so many times, but if I were to have sat in a place that was like, oh, I'll love myself when, I would have continued the pattern I had lived for 17 years, right? I'll be happy when, I'll love myself when. And I finally just had to break that pattern and be like, nope, I am a disaster right now. Like, at the rock bottom of all rock bottoms, and I'm going to love myself where I'm at right now. And that was the beginning of my shift. Okay, so I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it's quite possible that your automatic responses to yourself in any sort of stressful situation is not a loving response. And I'm saying this not because it makes you a bad person, doesn't make you any less spiritual or like not high vibe or whatever this means. This makes you human, okay? You know, we've got our ego mind, and it literally exists. It thinks it exists to keep us safe, right? When we go through these stressful situations, our ego mind says, whoo, I know how to deal with that. We are not going to do that again, right? But here's the thing. That's not healthy, okay? And so what I love about essential oils is you can literally open a bottle and inhale, and the scent goes straight to your limbic system. The oils talk straight to the part of your brain with the quality of the oil that you've just opened. So in other words, research shows that lavender is calming, right? You're going to smell in lavender, and your body's limbic system is automatically going to respond with an, oh, okay, calming response. Another one that is a little bit less known is bergamot. This one is the oil of self-acceptance. And so literally breathing in bergamot tells your nervous system, tells your limbic system, accept yourself. Accept yourself right where you are. So recent studies out of New York University, NYU, are finding that the amygdala gland, this is the gland in the limbic system of the brain that stores and releases trauma in your body, this gland does not respond to sound, sight, or touch. It only responds to smell in releasing trauma. Like, I literally read this stuff and was just like, no freaking way. Like, this is so amazing. So seriously, the science behind these essential oils are like you smell them in and it bypasses like all your judgment systems, goes straight to the brain, straight to the amygdala, and says, we are going to release this type of trauma. Again, lavender being calming, bergamot being self-acceptance. I think it's so, so powerful. So I bring this up before we launch into this discussion. Each of the oils we are going to talk about have a general way of working with the emotional body. But what I need you to remember is that we each bring our own experiences to the table. So I think last week I talked about, memory. Our sense of smell is a very powerful memory, right? So last week, Carrie and I were talking about ylang ylang. And for me, that sense of smell brought up my grandmother's funeral. And, I started crying about it. It was such a powerful memory. And so I just wanted to read something out of my Fabi Fave book, The Emotions and Essential Oils book, reference guide by Enlightened Healing. Ylang ylang is a powerful remedy in releasing emotional trauma from the past. Like, that's literally what it did for me, was release that trauma of being at my grandmother's funeral. And, maybe I needed to work through that grief. But anyways, I bring this up because while lavender is widely accepted as being calming and great for sleep, what if you spent your childhood running through lavender fields with friends and the smell of it may or may not help you go to sleep? Okay, so I just wanted to like FYI on some of these things. But in general, I was going to speak about oils in general. They do this. But if they don't for you, like totally awesome. There's some others to choose from. Okay, so these oils that I'm going to talk about here are great for instilling love, self-love into your day. So floral types of oils are loving. So yes, it is culturally accepted to send flowers to say, I love you. But the essential oil within flowers is a strong connection to the emotional body. So here's some of my favorites. Geranium, lavender, neroli, rose, and ylang ylang. And here's where things get fun, you guys. I'm going to read some of these descriptions to you because I think it is so dang powerful. Okay, let's start here with what I just read, ylang ylang. Let's go to geranium. I'm going to say one thing about geranium. Homegirl's strong. It's a really strong smell, so you might want to diffuse this one. But it's so powerful. This one was another one. The first time I used it, I started to cry and was just like, wow. Because geranium is the oil of love and trust. And I felt so drawn to it just from a self-love place. And I just started crying of like, wow, there's still so much self-love work that I have to do. So this oil facilitates trust. It assists us in establishing a strong bond with your mother and father, which is awesome. It encourages emotional honesty, love, and forgiveness. And it's a really strong emotional healer. So I think that's a great place to start is with the oil of love and trust, and it'll help you shift into that emotional healing. Okay, let's see. Flip to my next one here of lavender. I totally marked these in my book and it's not making it any faster. Okay. So lavender is an oil of communication and calm, but here's why I really, really like lavender in the, love realm. It's because it helps support individuals in releasing the tension and constriction that stems from withheld expression, okay? Communication, sometimes we hold back communication due to past experiences. We may feel unsafe or feel fearful in expressing these thoughts or feelings because of potential rejection, right? So lavender is going to help you come from a place of emotional honesty and help you speak your innermost thoughts and trust that those that you're sharing it with are going to love you even more for being truly you. And I think that is so incredible. Okay, so the next one I want to share with you guys is neroli, which to be honest, before essential oils, I did not know that there was a flower called neroli, but also I'm not like I wasn't super into botanics or anything like that. So neroli, so smelling it the first time was when I opened this bottle. It's the oil of shared purpose and partnership. Now, why I like this from a love standpoint is it's unifying and stabilizing, and it's particularly helpful for hearts in relationship conflict, right? And again, I don't mean outward love. I mean inward love with yourself, but sometimes it shows up in our relationships. And neroli is an awesome one to help you not get lost in your long-term relationships, right? Like remember who you are and come to the table from a place of love. And then, of course, there's rose. I mean, rose is like the queen of oils. It is the most high vibration oil there is out there. And let me tell you, it takes, I believe, something like 8 million rose petals to make one of the tiny, tiny bottles of certified pure therapeutic grade oils. So it is expensive, but you can get it with fractionated coconut oil. So it's a little bit more affordable. But like I said, rose is the highest vibration oil there is on the planet. And so it assists you in letting go and choosing to receive divine love. And so this is so important, you guys, because the process of emotional processing takes letting go and being able to receive, letting go of the old and receiving the new. And rose literally assists you in that. And I think that's incredibly powerful. And then ylang ylang, which I had said before, helps you in releasing bottled up emotions such as anger and sadness and releasing emotional trauma from the past, which is why it was so helpful for me. And I wasn't even meaning to do it, but just the smell of ylang ylang brought up, you know, my grandmother's funeral, and I just had this moment of crying, and I just, you know, honored that space and really worked through that. And that essential oil like really helped me do that. Okay, so we went a little bit long in this segment, but that's okay because you know, we did a little bit more science and then talked about oils and love. So we'll take some time out of the next segment. So we're going to take a break here, you guys. I'm Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And again, if you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more information about my book, coaching, and there's all kinds of fun free content. And of course, a link to my Facebook group, Rewired Life Awakening. And when we come back, we are going to continue the conversation around rewiring your emotions and essential oils. We'll be digging into healing your mind and body and what oils will assist us in that. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thank you.
you guys, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and of course, we are talking about empowering women to heal, because I can't help myself. And, you know, by empowering women to heal, I mean empowering you to rewire your emotions with essential oils. So, you know, I want you to be aligned with your emotions and operating in the current moment without previous conditioning or unwanted emotional patterns getting in the way. So obviously today I'm doing an overview of all things essential oils. But I'm going to dig in more during a webinar I've mentioned earlier in the episode on Monday, November 13th. That evening, I'm doing a live webinar all about rewiring your emotions with essential oils. And you can learn more or sign up by heading over to, again, any one of my outlets, which is AudreyMichelle.com, RewiredLifeRadio.com, or my Facebook group, Rewired Life Awakening. So there's definitely space for you to ask more questions. So the last segment was all about finding unconditional love for yourself and which oils could assist you in doing that. And I gave you like three or four out of Lord knows how many. So just tip of the iceberg here. So for me, in finding and choosing oils for love or celebration, this is the easiest. Those two categories in my process are a little bit more straightforward, love and celebration, which we'll get to next segment. But now, you know, we're talking about healing your mind and body. And this is a bit more complicated, like selecting an oil in this realm is a bit more complicated. So I wanted to start here, pick up a little bit more of the, like how our emotions work. So again, an emotional response is a fear-based survival response. We talked about this last week in how the amygdala is the fear center for our brain. And when we are triggered, we are sent into flight, fight, or freeze mode. Now, this is the job. It's literally its job. So don't be mad at it. The job of our ego mind is to protect us from being hurt again, from being emotionally hurt again. It really believes that it's keeping us safe. And emotionally speaking, this is where neuroplastic pathways begin to form, these negative patterns. Our ego mind, again, thinks it's helping us by saying, whew, I am never doing that again. And then we begin to create these patterns. And many of them were created when we were children. So if you think of kiddos running around, they are so awesome at being in touch with their emotions and spontaneously blurting out how they're feeling, right? But then something happens, whether it's like a little comment by a parent, by a peer, whomever, or even a big thing could happen. And we decide that expressing ourselves isn't safe, or being the way that we're being in life, being ourselves, you know, isn't safe. And so we suppress our emotions because, again, our ego mind believes that that is what's going to keep us safe. But literally, this is not true. And but it's what most of us are taught. So there was a research done. I believe I've talked about this before, but research done on 10,000 families to discover over a period of years too, to discover healthy emotional patterns. And what they ended up discovering is that only 23 of these 10,000 families actually possessed high emotional intelligence and were able to healthily process their emotions together as the family, right? And not explode or, you know, whatever other triggering things that happen within the family. So here's what's going on. When I say most of us, right, I said most of us are not taught to deal with our emotions in a healthy way. Like, I literally meant most of us. So you're not alone. You are not alone when you have thoughts like, why wasn't I taught this? Like, I had those thoughts like, what the heck is going on? You know, and it's not my parents' fault. It's not their parents' fault. Like, it's just culturally what's going on. And again, shifting this pattern is like standing in a hurricane. It's hard work. So I can totally understand why it doesn't happen, because it's exhausting. It can be exhausting, but it's hard. So my point is, it's okay if you don't have these tools. Again, you are not alone. But the amazing thing is the tools are out there and you have the power to shift out of these patterns. So you see, the emotional responses and memories are stored in the limbic system and in our cellular memory. Like I was talking about, every cell in your body has memory. So there's tools available from affirmations, visualizations, and meditations, all of which I teach to help us release all of this, and essential oils. So in my practice in kinesiology work, it's all about peeling back layers and layering out the issues to find the bottom layer for the topic of what my clients are working through for the day. So just to give you an example, recently a client came to me and was saying she was super anxious when traveling, especially with her children. And so using, reading kinesiology meridians and using a pendulum, we were able to talk to her body-mind, which is what kinesiology does. And we worked through this. And what the layers came out as needing to forgive herself for living with these unhelpful patterns with the anxiety of traveling with her children. And the next layer was bonding with herself as a mom and then releasing control and expectations. So then for me, the next question becomes, what oils can we use in assisting her in supporting these goals in between sessions? So when you think of healing, think of grounding, earthy, roots, grasses, all that kind of stuff. So for my client, we chose Douglas fir, frankincense, and lemongrass. And so here's why, you guys. I'm going to quickly go through this. Douglas fir is the oil of generational wisdom. This is like so amazing. And from my emotions and essential oils book, they both address Douglas fir addresses generational issues by inviting you to break free from destructive traditions passed down from generation to generation, and let go of these harmful patterns, which is brilliant, right? Frankincense. Oh, again, I thought marketing this would be like so helpful, and it's not. Now I got to try to be on air and like spell. E-F. I got it. Frankincense is the oil of truth. Frankincense and myrrh since like biblical times. It invites individuals to let go of lower vibrations and negativity, which, I mean, who doesn't need that every day? And then the last one I mentioned is lemongrass. And I love lemongrass because it's the oil of cleansing. And so it allows you to let go of old limiting beliefs, toxic energies, and negativity, letting you let go of past issues, stagnant energy, and come to the issue with greater clarity. So this is literally a fraction of what's possible. And when we come back, we are going to talk about celebrating. But again, if you want to learn more about rewiring your emotions with essential oils, I'm doing a class on November 13th. You can go to my website and find out all kinds of good stuff. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Rewired Life Radio.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show
Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi.
Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, you guys. We are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we are spending today talking about rewiring your emotions with essential oils. Of course, we are talking about it in through the lens of learning to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. And for me, this process is processing everyday emotional stress and for healing bigger life traumas. Always loving yourself first, and then healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. So I totally went long on the first segment, which squished our second segment of healing oils. So I apologize for that. But I did just want to mention, you know, I briefly mentioned frankincense, but this oil is so, so powerful. And it's one that a lot of people actually, if you're using certified pure therapeutic grade, take under their tongue every day, just to balance your emotions and ground yourself and, you know, prepare yourself for the day. So it just has like such a breadth of, opportunities, I guess, for you to heal. So anyways, I apologize for like skimming over all of that stuff. I was like, in the background getting notifications that it's time to go to break, Audrey, for real. So, okay. So here we are in the fourth segment and, you know, we're talking about celebrating and, of course the fourth segment is all about living your life from a place of intention. And here's what I find so powerful is the celebration part of, Love, Heal, Celebrate is literally you telling your body, like, the patterns that we are creating, the neuroplastic pathways that we are creating, you are telling your body like, yes, good job. This is exactly what we want to be doing. So celebrating, okay, let's talk, hold on. I had this good example that I skimmed over in last segment. I do want to mention this. So like I said, we've covered a lot. It's kind of really confusing. Like there's so much information out there about essential oils, but I like to think about them in terms of from the earth to the sky, right? The healing power of Mother Earth, right? Healing coming from the earth, roots, trees, grasses, from our feet, from our base, okay? And then loving, being gifts from Mother Earth, the flower blossoms, the beautiful surprises that she gives us. And then celebrating, being uplifting, citrus oils. If you think about picking oranges from above, picking limes, that kind of stuff, raising your hands in celebration. So that's kind of a visual, such a visual learner, that I use to kind of remember healing, being from the earth, like roots, trees, grasses, again, loving, being flower blossoms, gifts from the earth, beautiful surprises, and then uplifting, being, you know, raising your hands and like picking that beautiful fruit. So again, celebration being the act of solidifying our newly created neuroplastic pathways, like really solidifying and being like, yes, good job, you guys. Like, right. I always talk about pathways and little kids, right? Like encouragement, right? You gotta, encourage the little ones to be like, yes, we're going in the right direction. That is the same darn thing we're doing for our newly created, nervous system. Okay. So like I said, how do you show up in your life with intention? And so I really think the celebration stage is like setting the stage, setting the intention for what you want to head into, right? We've loved ourselves and now we've healed and we've released, the old patterns, and now we're stepping into the new and receiving the new and setting the intention for the new. So here's some of the oils that I love for that. Like I said, they are citrus based, are really great oils for celebration. So first being tangerine. Can't you even imagine the smell of tangerine right now? So tangerine is the oil of cheer and creativity. It has strong qualities of cheer and joyfulness that can lift the darkest of moods. It has an uplifting vibration, and it invites individuals to make room for their creative side and asks you to reinsert fun, joy, and spontaneity into your life. Like, how celebratory is that? And then, let's see, I mentioned wild orange. So wild orange is the orange. It is seriously an orange. It's the oil of abundance. And so it inspires abundance, fostering creativity, and supports a positive mood. It also reconnects you with your inner child and brings back this spontaneity, fun, joy, and playfulness into your life. And, you know, again, from the book I'm obsessed with, the Emotions and Essential Oils book, this description is just littered with the word limitless supply of joy, positivity, playfulness. So wild orange, that's a really fun one. And then lastly, for today anyway, lime. So lime is the oil of zest for life. So creates zest for life. And it really just creates the zest for life in your soul, which I really loved that part in the description. It encourages you to be cheerful from the heart and reminds you to be grateful for the gift of life. Again, holds your heart in a space of giving and light and joy. And then I really liked this one. Lime can also assist individuals who have overly developed their intellectual capacities, but have neglected to develop themselves emotionally. That's a great space to insert some lime into your life. So, oh my goodness, you guys, essential oils. Like, I could talk about this for like the next 14 hours. So next week, I am so excited, you guys. We have this beautiful woman named Lizzie Burke with Tin Lizzie, and she makes these gorgeous necklaces that are also diffusers. So she uses these little pieces, like little wood beads that you put a drop of your oil on, and you can have your oil with you all day. So if you know, you're using your lime and you're looking for your zest for life, and you just put a drop on your diffuser necklace. It's really fun because it kind of slow releases throughout the day. And every once in a while, you get like a surprise hit of the scent, which is really fun. So anyway, Lizzie is going to be with us next week. Okay, one more reminder. In the future, we're going to be taking phone calls. And I have that webinar coming up on November 13th. Okay. So again, next week, Tin Lizzie, going to be super fun. So please join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or to transformationtalkradio.com. And thank you guys for tuning in. You're not going to want to miss next week. Going to be super fun. She's a great spirit. So again, have a great week, you guys, and tune in next week for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.